Social Items. The Atlanta Constitution, Saturday, the 20th of December, 1913, page 7, column 1. Mr. and Mrs. J.M. Van Harlingen left yesterday to spend Christmas with Mrs. Van Harlingen's father in LaPorte, IND. They will visit in Chicago and Cleveland before returning home. *** Mrs. McCraw, of Milledgeville, is the guest of Mrs. H.F. Harris. *** Mr. and Mrs. E.E. Knipe leave Sunday for New York, where they will make their home. They will stop over in Washington for Christmas. Until their departure from Atlanta, they will be at the residence of Mr. and Mrs. Albert Collier. *** Miss Helen Potts is the guest of Mrs. Irving in Athens. *** Mr. William H. Black of New York will arrive tomorrow to spend the holidays with his mother. *** Mrs. Richard P. Brooks returned yesterday to her home in Forsyth. *** Dr. and Mrs. E. L. Connolly, Mrs. Luther Z. Rosser, Mrs. Harris Jones, Miss Sally Eugenia Brown, Miss Lizzie McAuley, and Mr. Elijah Brown, who have been spending the past 2 weeks in Panama, returned to the city yesterday. *** Mrs. Horatio L. Crankshaw and her sons John Hamilton and Charles Weir Crankshaw will spend the Christmas holidays with Mrs. Lucius T. Nichols at Chester, S.C. *** Professor and Mrs. A.B. Bryan, and children will be the guests of General and Mrs. William A. Wright for the holidays. *** Miss Helen Patterson of Staunton Vay, who is the guest of Miss Corey Hoyt Brown, will leave Monday for a visit to her aunt, Mrs. Edward Newell, in Chattanooga. *** Mrs. B.M. Boykin will entertain this afternoon at a tea at her home in Ansley Park in compliment to her sister, Miss Christine Barnard, of San Francisco, and Miss Marie Dinkins, who returned this week from Chevy College for the holiday. *** Mrs. Anne H. Fletcher, of Oldham, England, is the guest of her brother and sister, Mr. and Mrs. William Oldham, for the winter. *** Mr. and Mrs. George Winship left last week for their winter home at Sarasota Springs, FLA. *** Mr. and Mrs. R.C. Morrow announced the birth of a son, who has been named R.C. Morrow Jr., at the home of Mrs. S.H. Askew on Merritts Avenue. Mrs. Morrow was Miss Medora Askew before her marriage. *** Mr. J.C. Russian has left for Havana, Cuba, where he will be joined soon by Mrs. Russian. They will make their home in Havana. *** Miss Marie Dinkins returned yesterday from Chevy Chase College. *** Mrs. W.F. Dykes will return Tuesday from New York. Miss Helen Dykes will spend the holidays in Baltimore with friends. After the holidays, Miss Dykes will return to school. *** Mrs. and Mrs. C.H. Cromer are in Sarasota City, FLA, for the winter. *** Mr. Desha Pickett of Chicago will spend Christmas with his parents, Mr. and Mrs. John Pickett. *** Miss LaGrange Cochran of Rome will arrive on the 27th to be the guest of Miss Louise Cooper. *** As Dr. Belk could not secure a home in Gainesville, GA, until January 1st, he and his family will be the guests of Mr. and Mrs. Thomas E. Scott, 25 Gordon Place, during the holidays. *** Miss Mary Thurston will return from Columbia College today to spend the holidays with her parents, Mr. and Mrs. R.C. Congdon. *** Mr. Pat Dinkins will return today for the holidays from Sewanee. Page 7, Column 3. Chai, Fist Banquet tonight at Terrace Redoubtable. Bob McWhorter will viz with Jack Slayton for the honors. Great preparations are being made for the 11th annual dinner of the Chai Phi Alumni Association, which is to be held tonight at the Georgian Terrace Hotel. The dinner will be strictly informal, and a large number of alumni are expected to attend. It is planned to make the affair the most brilliant dinner in the history of the association. General Peter W. Meldrum, representing the Chi Phi Alumni Association of Savannah, has signified his intention of being present. Judge Hamilton McWhorter of Athens and his son Bob McWhorter, the All-Southern and All-American halfback, will be among the guests of honor. Among the prominent members of the Chi Phi Association are L.Z. Rosser, Eugene R. Black, Eugene Mitchell, Governor John M. Slayton, Judge H.U. Palmer, Judge Nash R. Broyles, Dr. Frank K. Boland, John W. Grant, Arnold Broyles, Walter T. Colquitt, and Thomas W. Connolly. All local chiefs who wish reservations have been asked to communicate at once with John T. Dennis, Secretary and Treasurer of the Association. Page 8, Column 7. Attorneys will file supplemental briefs. Both sides in Frank case claim willful distortion of facts by other. Attorneys for Leo M. Frank declared Friday that they were preparing a supplementary brief to be presented to the Supreme Court, calling the attention of the court to portions of Solicitor Hugh Dorsey's argument, and brief which they declare to be glaring misstatements and misrepresentations. It is asserted that the solicitor misrepresented the time when the slip was taken out of the clock by Frank the morning after the murder of Mary Fagan. The solicitor claims that this slip never reached the authorities, while the defense holds that this assertion is a willful misrepresentation of the evidence. Other points made by the solicitor in his argument and brief will be taken up and subjected to criticism on the part of the defendant's lawyers. Mr. Dorsey said that he too would ask permission to file a supplemental brief.